Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio and Toyland Productions presents Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. As always, we're coming from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C. All the lies, and secrets are held, and what we do all the time, we expose the lies, tell you what the lies are, and reveal some of the secrets when it comes down to relationships, so that way we can build better communities in our neighborhoods. And as always, we'd like to thank you for taking an hour aside and making us a part of your week. It's Friday evening, and I just really want to thank you for that. And this is, once again, your boy, Mr. Bob Stevie. We have Doug Love on the line as well. He's going to be joining us momentarily. And today, we're talking about signs of lovemaking. This last week, we talked about love me or leave me alone. So we're building on that because this month is all about blossoming. It's all about blooming. Relationships are supposed to be blossoming. Relationships are supposed to be blooming at this time. This is a time of regeneration, rebirth. This is the springtime. So when it comes to spring, it comes down to springing into relationships, springing into your romantic interlude, and springing into things that are supposed to develop into bigger and broader relationships. So what we're going to talk about is the things and the signs that show that you're really true to what you are trying to do with your partner. And that's the thing about your signs of lovemaking, signs of that love, signs of that intimacy. And that's what we want to talk about. If you have young children right now, make sure the children are going to bed. If you have teenagers, make sure the teenagers are listening to this, because sometimes this is important to what's going on with the teenagers and trying to build and trying to help them understand what goes on in their teenage lives to develop when they get into adulthood. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Doug Love will be on in a couple of minutes. But first, we have Toyland Circles with Illusion. And this, once again, is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio and Toyland Productions.
Be until you stray away from me.
And that was Toy Sugars with Illusion on Love Talk. And once again, this is Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And we have Doug Love on the line. Doug Love, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
All right. So we're going to talk about signs of lovemaking. Basically, these are the signs, the do's and don'ts of things when you're trying to develop the intimacy, kind of piggybacking off of what we talked about last week. So we want to go in deeper in this and just kind of develop certain things that you need to look out for, certain things that you need to discuss, certain things that you need to do when it comes down to being intimate. So before that, I've got a couple things I just want to talk about, and this is something that I want to bring up with you as well, Doug. When you talk about, you know, the teenagers, you're talking about those that are trying to develop from that young stage and age, makes me think of a topic that just came up on the news in the D.C. area here this afternoon, talking about in the D.C. metro area. There's been several reports that are going on as far as hundreds of teenage kids sexting, to their boyfriends, to their girlfriends, and it's becoming a big epidemic in our school district. And that kind of goes along with this. That's one of the don'ts when it comes down to developing a relationship, developing intimacy. So I want to hear your thoughts about this. What do you feel in regards to sexting when it comes down to teenagers and even when you get older in the adult stage?
Well, all I can say is when you're an adult, I think it's fine. And now it's not like back in the day where you had to hear the person, you know, heavy breathing on the phone. Oh, you're simulating all that stuff. Now you can actually see. So, I mean, it's a good thing, but it's also bad. Before you send it, make sure, you know, you're sending it to, don't just send it to anybody. And if you're a grown-up, I mean, hey, you can do whatever you want. You know, you're an adult. If you're a kid, don't do that. Don't do it.
The problem is that can set you up, though. That can really set you up. You say if you're trying to, you know, send it to your girl, you think you're trying to do something, or a girl's trying to send it to the dude, and they think they're doing something, you know, that's intimate or so. A lot of times that could get out there. You know, you think you might send it to one person, but you're actually sending it to all their boys and their boys' boys, and it can spread out there, or the same way, you know. So that's where the conflict comes, because you don't know who it's going to once it gets sent out there.
Yeah, but that's why you got to make sure you know who the person you're sending it to. If you know the little shady, don't do it. But if you know them for a while, yeah. Don't just do it when you first meet. Get to know the person. Know who they're with. I'm not going to lie. I keep that stuff. I'm not going to tell her. I'm not going to say where. I'm not going to say none of that. But I keep it just in case if something goes down, somebody tries to beep out my name and get at me. Then, boom, I got it. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. That's the first don't. Know where it's going. You know, nowhere your pictures are going, nowhere what you're sending. Be careful what you're sending, because you want to make sure that it's going to the right hands. You make sure that it's not going to be used for the wrong thing, because you know, that can happen. You send something and then it might backfire on you. It's like, oh, yeah, it's innocent. That's going to happen with this. And then next thing you know, it's all over the Internet.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
you know, Instagram can get you in trouble.
Me, I'm not going to world star nobody unless somebody comes and tries to kill my reputation and credibility and trying to piss on my name. Then that's when I'm going to take it from my spot. And we'll start you, but only then. But the thing about it is, you have to know you're giving it to. But at the same time, it does make nice for a surprise. You know, it's gonna be like, oh wow, you know, it's gonna be real shocked and surprised that happened. You know, and that's good. But at the same time,
true.
At the same time, don't put it on Instagram. Don't do none of that, because what gets on my nerves is a lot of people, they'll be butt naked on Instagram and on Facebook, but don't want to send none. But don't want to send no text like that to a significant other. I'm pretty sure once it's on the social network, once it's on the Internet, it never goes off. A phone, it's just between that person.
That's really good. That's a good point. That's words of wisdom right there. Make sure that you know where it's going to, know the source, and know who's going to hold on to it. So that's one of the first things right there that we want to talk about. These are the signs of lovemaking, like the song goes. So that's what you want to try to find out on. This is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toilette Productions, Toilette Entertainment. So that's one of the things that the borderline question mark things that you got to make sure that you're, as far as maturity level, as far as who it's going to, as far as the type of relationship that you have with the other person when you send those things, because that can be a plus and that can be a minus, so make sure you know about that. So one do that I would say, communication is key. Talk about what you like, what your likes, what your dislikes are, because you want to make sure that it's right, you want to make sure that it's true, you want to make sure that everybody's on the same page. You don't want to do anything that's going to throw somebody off and just throw them left field and say, what in the world happened there? So that's my do. That's my first do when it comes down to it. Evaluate what's going on. You know, try to find out what the other person likes as well.
Yeah, that's a big one. Ladies, guys, poor people, all I say is closed mouths don't get fed. If you want something done, you know, it ain't always going to be good the first time. And it's not always going to be good. So you got to guide the person. You got to tell them how you want it, where you want it, how long, all that. Until you really get to know each other. You have to guide each other. And if you don't know, you better learn. You better try it on yourself and learn. Because otherwise, you can't be pleased. You can't please nobody. It just don't make no sense.
That was a key point right there. It's not always good the first time. Don't go into a high expectations thinking that it's going to be like the best thing ever, flowers and rainbows and butterflies, and then when you get in there, it's like, what in the world happened? And that's a very key point right there. Because if you go in there thinking of flowers, rainbows, and butterflies, it's not going to happen. It's not going to completely happen. So that's a big thing there. Make sure that you understand. Don't set the bar so high that it brings you down after the first time. So that's definitely a key thing there. I'm trying to think of a don't. Here's one thing too. Shower. But you know, hygiene, once again, we're going back to it. Hygiene is key. make sure you have proper hygiene. that's a big sign right there. Have proper hygiene, as always. Make sure you're showered up, you're washed up, you're smelling good. So that way, it's not a bad experience.
Exactly. Hygiene is big. I'll be like this, ladies. If it's a little tart, clean it up, because that all it is a hot box down there, so it holds smells and it's not cool. So is, you know, if it gets a little salty, you know what to do. You know what to do. You got to clean. You have to. But what I say is, also, setting the mood, you got to set the mood. You got to be right. You can't just jump into nothing. You got to be right. Because if you don't, guess what? It's not going to be good. You have to learn how to get the ambiance right.
That's true. Ambiance is very important, and that goes on both sides. You got to make sure that, you know, that everybody's comfortable, everybody's, you know, in the right mindset when you start that. If, you know, both parties aren't in the right mindset, then that's going to cause problems. So you got to make sure that the mind is right. You got to have your mind right before you get interactive. So that's definitely a key thing there.
Yeah, exactly. People don't get that. They don't think about the ambiance and everything like that. And it does not work.
So what would you say would be ideal? What would be ideal ambiance? You know, let's say going into the first time.
I say quiet. Like me, I like quiet. I like quiet, like dimly lit places. You know, just me and that other person. So whatever that is, like a one-on-one.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes you got to have the music right. Sometimes you got to have the lighting right. You want to make sure that things are looking proper when you get into that particular mode, because if it's not proper and you're trying to go into a particular mode and you know, one person's out of whack, that messes up things completely because it throws a person off. That comes out of anything. You know, if the setting isn't right, then the whole mood is thrown off.
Exactly.
You gotta make sure you look at that. And then also, like I said, once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. We're talking about the signs of love making, talking about the do's and don'ts when you're trying to kick it to that next level. And it comes down to, you know, we start talking about communication, talk about, you know, setting, we talk about the ambiance of things. So those are the couple things that you gotta look into when you're talking about it. And then you got, like I said, it's all about do's and don'ts. There's a lot of do's, there's a lot of don'ts. You know, don't go in there, you know, so hardcore, so amped up, so overexcited that you mess up the flow as well. A lot of times that happens with dudes, you know, we kind of go in there kind of headstrong, kind of, you know, kind of ready to fight, amped up, ready to attack. And you got to realize that, especially with the first time, it's not about attack mode. You got to try to, you know, pull back. Try to, you know, play defense sometimes. You know, not you know, don't be too defensive, but you gotta play your position a little bit. You know, make sure you don't want to throw your uppercut, like, you know, right at the top. You want to throw a jab every now and then. You know, that's you know, you gotta kind of set up the knockout punch.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, because if you do, you're going all gung ho. You might fire real quick, and that's not cool. You gotta also foreplay. You gotta dig into that. You gotta foreplay, get her right first, then you get right. That's what I say.
Exactly.
Take care of her first.
Exactly. That's the key. That is those who are trying to get to that particular point. That is key number one right there. You know, set everything up, you know, make sure that the other party is taken care of first. If you do that and you acknowledge that, you know what, I'm going to make sure that she's taken care of, that she's good, that she's, you know, that everything is right on that side, then everything is downhill from there. And that's what you want, because if you go in there trying to say, I'm going to get mine, that get mine mentality will get you stuck. So that's what you don't want to do. You want to make sure that everything is lined up where she's being taken care of, and then you can take care of, you know, then everything else will fall into place. You know, so it's all about the timing, it's all about the placement. That's the big, those are the two big things.
Exactly. Then also from that, you also have to, I wouldn't say the right stuff, but just calm down on what you say and what you do. Don't jump the gun. Don't be too aggressive. Go with the flow.
That's the thing. Going with the flow. Some people like the quiet, calm, conservative, and some of those they want to be, you know, rah rah and get, you know, get dirty with it. So they gotta realize what level you are, you know, deal with the other person. It's, you know, just kind of feed off each other. You know, just it's almost like doing when you're doing an interview, especially with the first time. You're doing an interview, you're going to a job and you're doing a job interview, and the person that's interviewing you is real rah-rah, then you might want to get real rah-rah. If they're real conservative, then you want to be conservative. Same thing when it comes down to this aspect of intimacy. If that person is rah-rah and hardcore and they want to get in it, then you better balance that and counteract that and just show that, hey, you know, I'm with you. Let's go forward. So that's a good thing. Feed off the other person. So that way, everything is balanced. So that's good. That's a good. That's definitely a good words of wisdom right there.
I agree with that. But also, another one I'd say. Gotta smell right. Cologne, Febreze, whatever. That's big. I like smells. I'm big on smells.
Then that is also a big thing. That's why the shower can be a very good preliminary session. You know, don't be afraid to do the shower in the preliminaries, you know, the warm-up. Because if you do that, then everybody's on the same page, and you know it kind of creates another level of intimacy when you do the shower. So don't be afraid of that as well. Because a lot of people, you know, look at the time frame, look at what you got to do, but shower frame is that's a really big thing. And if you do that, then like that creates a kind of a closer bond as well. So that's really good to think about as well for a lot of people. So a question becomes. When do you know that time is right? When do you know that, you know, that it's time to get at it? It's time, you know, it's that mood, when you're in that frame of mind. You know, this is something that, you know, I want to ask, you know, a single person, because of the fact that, you know, when you're with somebody for a long period of time, you know, it's like, okay, it's a different scenario. But with a single person, there's steps and standards of when you know that time is right. So, when do you feel that time is right?
The time is right whenever the two are ready, is what I say. It's right whenever the two are ready.
And the thing is, you know,
there is no timetable, you know.
And that is a big issue, because some people try to maybe force the fact, saying, okay, we've been together for X amount of months, been together X amount of weeks, you know, and now it's like, okay, I'm assuming that this time is supposed to be the right time, because based off of standards, based off of guidelines of, you know, longevity. So that is a big point. Whenever the feeling is right, whenever it's ready, and that's the thing that a lot of people lose focus on, I would say. A lot of people maybe lose concept of that thing, that maybe the time is right, but you know, I'm just going off of guidelines. Maybe the time's not right because I'm not feeling it, and that's something that is very critical when it comes down to developing relationships. When you know, when you're in a relationship for a period of time, it may come off of saying, you know, hey, it might not be. It's like, hey, I'm in the mood, but she might not be in the mood. So you gotta make sure that that the timing is right for everybody, and that's a key point right there. And with, once again, this is a special hour of Love Talk. We're going on to an hour talking about the signs of love making, and we're going to go into the case of the ex very shortly. But we're talking right now about the. About the subtleties, the do's and don'ts, what to expect, what not to expect when it comes down to developing that next level. So we got Doug Love on the line right now, and talking about relationships, blooming relationships, blossoming. So what things do you try to do to try to set up that particular mood, set up that particular, you know, scenario if you're at that point where you feel you're ready? And we're talking about the do's and the don'ts. So what's another don't you would say in this situation?
Don't for me. Don't, I would say. Like I would say, go with the flow. Don't be too eager. Don't, whatever you do, if you gotta go to the bathroom, you're having some trouble with all that type of stuff, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Being eager is a big thing, especially when it comes down to females as well. Sometimes you got a lot of females that get a little too over anxious, they get a little too over eager, and want to try to overdo what needs to be done, and that's a big issue as well. A lot of people think it's the man that needs to step up and do X, Y, and Z, but a lot of times it's the females that think that, you know, that they have everything under control and want to try to you know, want to try to have the man try to do everything. But, you know, sometimes the women need to step back and realize, okay, hey, I don't want to be over-controlling, I don't want to be over-eager, and we need to make sure things are flowing properly. It has to be a balance. And I think that's where a lot of relationships go down when there's no balance. There's no balance on what is being done. There's no balance on what is, you know, need to be talked about. So that's something that that needs to be discussed when it comes down to, you know, prior to getting into the session. So I want to hear people's do's and don'ts as well. Please give us a call, 347-850-1228. You can hit me up on Facebook. We have a chat going on. So let us know what you feel is going on as well. And then give us do's and don'ts. You know, chat is very it's anonymous, so nobody would know, you know, if it's you, if you want to try to chime in on this. A lot of people might be very timid. So I want to find out what's going on in the, you know, in the blogosphere when it comes down to this particular topic, do's and don'ts, the signs, when it's right, when it's not right, and just try to see what other people are thinking as well. So the case of the ex is kind of interesting because it's not really a case of the ex. It's kind of the case of the current. It's this really weird situation. I don't know if people have been following the scenario with Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin. Gwyneth Paltrow, she's an actress, Chris Martin from Coldplay, and they were talking about their breakup. And it's weird because they actually had a separation ceremony. Instead of having a wedding ceremony, they had a separation ceremony where they went through a full ceremony trying to talk about how they've gone their separate ways and trying to separate, you know, from each other in a full ceremony, invited people out just like they would a wedding and separated. And I want to get your thoughts on this, and I want to, you know, chime in on this as well. So what are your thoughts about this? A separation ceremony. You know, they had a ceremony to talk about they becoming an ex.
If that's whatever floats their boat, like, I've never heard anything going on, anything happening like that. That to me is weird, just plain and simple. But at the same time, it's, I guess it's good for them, but I wouldn't do it. Like, anytime I go do something like that, I try to just suck it up, move on. I just forget about, I just forget about the other person. I deal with pain and move on. What's the point of all that? That's just weird.
I completely agree with that there. And another topic that I saw in the entertainment industry in regards to Case of the X is the case between Big Sean and Naya Rivera. Now, for those who don't know, Matt Rivera's from the show Glee, Big Sean, you know, he's a MC, and they were engaged to be married, and they are trying, and Big Sean called off the wedding. But there was an issue with a watch, a Rolex that he gave to Naya Rivera, and she's claiming that he stole the watch from her. But ultimately, that was the watch that he got when he signed his contract with Roc Nation. And he got that watch back because that was his watch. Now, when it comes down to them not being married, when it comes down to being engaged or being in somewhat of a committed relationship, is it okay to get the jewelry back? Is it okay to get that watch back?
If you invested a lot of money in it, yeah, I'd say so. But me, like, the only time I would do that is if it's like a wedding ring. Like, she gonna give me that back? Cause, like, what's the point of having it if we're not gonna get married? You know, and the thing about wedding rings is they're not tradition. A jewelry company started that. I think the De Beers company, whatever. I forget what they're called, but they started it. I think it's okay. Would I do it? Depends.
That's a big issue. A lot of people feel like, okay, if you gave me this as a gift, I shouldn't have to give it back. But, you know, in a situation like this, it's a watch. It's a watch that he earned when he signed with, you know, when he signed with his record label. So he gave it to her as kind of a saying, hey, you're with me. I'm going to give you something that's very valuable to me. And things went left, so he wanted it back, and he took it back. So is there anything wrong with that? Is there something that she, is there any validity to what she is saying that that was a gift, and he should not be able to get that back?
No, not really, because the shoe was on the other foot, and she wanted it back. I don't think you'd be saying she stole something from him. Like, she's just going a little crazy. Because
yeah,
I still, I guess, it was like, come on, you don't steal it.
And that's true. That's the big the biggest, I would say, double standard when it comes down to men giving a gift and you know, a female giving a gift. There's something that where if a man gives a gift, they feel like, you know, it has to be, you know, you can't take it back. It's, you know, it wasn't a gift. It was basically a loan pending the relationship. That's the way I feel in that particular instance. Now, when it comes down to a wedding ring, I feel the wedding ring is almost, you know, it's almost contractual. When you give a wedding ring to somebody, it's, you know, or engagement ring, it's about a, you know, it's in essence you're creating a contract. Anyway, so if that engagement never turns into a wedding, I mean, some, you know, I feel like it might be a, you know, a breach of contract. You know, and you have a right and obligation to get that particular, you know, get that particular item back. You know, of course, you know, a lot of people might be upset at what I'm saying with that, but that's the way I feel on that. And I feel that is something very, you know, that is very critical when it comes down to being engaged or engaged to be married. And that's, you know, that you got to look at it seriously. If something goes wrong where there's an issue where there's not going to be a wedding, then I think that the person that gave that ring should have the right to get the ring back.
Well, I mean, I'd get an engagement ring and all that back. Why not? You know, if I paid a lot of money for it, yeah. Because if it was on the other foot, most women would get that stuff back.
Yeah, that's true. They may get that back, and you know, they may feel like they're obligated to get some of the things back. But there's so many different things when it comes down to. When it comes down to that particular situation that a lot of people look into, like who broke it off, or who, or was there cheating involved, or was there, you know, was there something that that caused this person to break away from this engagement or from this marriage? So that those are the things that a lot of people look into, but I think there are certain things that needs to be looked at as well. I mean, I feel that. When it comes down to the ring, when it comes down to the commitment, you got to look at what goes on with that, what was set up beside that, and how everything was broken up in the first place. So it's a tricky topic, but I feel that the person that gave the ring should get it back. You know, that's my talk on that. And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and. You know, this is the science of lovemaking. We're talking about that. We're talking about, you know, talking about a variety of different topics when it comes down to intimacy, when it comes down to connection, when it comes down to making that commitment. Because lovemaking is a commitment. It is a step when it comes down to that. And we've mentioned this before about, you know, the first time, because somebody just, you know, meet somebody, and you know, we talked about this last week, because somebody, you know, meet in a bar and just, you know, hit it off right away, do what they got to do, and there's no connection. There's one aspect of it, but there's a sign of true intimacy that is there when you connect and when you try to figure out what things you need to do in order to you know, figure out if it's love or not. So with that in mind, we're going to go into Where Is Your Love, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. This is Love Talk, and we're going to get into more about the signs of lovemaking after this break.
I know you got away.
That was Toy Sugars with Where Is Your Love? It's Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And once again, I just want to thank everybody that has been listening to the show. This is one of the fastest growing shows on internet radio, and I want to thank each and every person on that. I mean that from the live shows and the podcast. This show is growing in leaps and bounds, and something I really want to thank each and every person that's listening to this here. And this is talking about the signs of lovemaking, this is talking about the signs of intimacy, the signs of do's and don'ts, and things that we need to address when it comes down to being honest and being open when it comes down to our relationships. Let's get back into that particular topic. If a person that you're with has a fantasy or has a concept that is so left field to you, how do you address that? If a person says that they want flying off the back off the top rope, pile drive, body slam. Is that something that you address, and how do you handle that?
I say do it. Whatever makes them happy. Well, almost whatever makes them happy. Well, short of hurting yourself and them, do it. Why not? It's a good way to keep things going, because when you want something, you want to do it, guess what? They're obligated to.
That's question number two. Like, say, okay, if you do the super fly flick off the top rope, body slam, pile drive, and then then you suggest something, and they're like, oh, I have boundaries. Is that a problem?
Yeah. For the simple fact that they're not returning anything, because one person can't do all the work, another person don't do nothing.
That is one of the biggest conflicts when it comes down to relationships. When somebody is willing to do more than the other person, when somebody says, "Okay, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever you want, whatever it takes to try to make you happy," and then when it comes down to reciprocating it, it's not being reciprocated. It's not saying, you know, they're saying, oh, well, you know, yeah, I appreciate you doing X, Y, and Z, but, you know, when it comes down to me doing X, that's not happening. I'm, you know, I have boundaries. I have standards and guidelines. So once again, it comes down to communicating it from the beginning. But at the same time, if you are doing what needs, you know, what their needs are, shouldn't, you know, your needs be taken care of as well?
Yep, it does. And that's where a lot of people stray, because a lot of people are not willing to return on the investment. A lot of guys will, I mean, and vice versa, but most of the time, you hear women, oh, I don't do that. Oh, I don't really do that. Oh, I don't do that. And they wonder why. A lot of guys just don't want to deal with them because of that. If I'm doing all this stuff for you, I'm doing all this stuff for you.
And I get it back in return. That's true. I mean, that is interesting. I mean, the return on investment, you know, should there always be a return on investment, or should there be just, you know, deposits being put in, but not enough of the, you know, withdrawals coming out?
Well, you know, if she's still doing something but she's not doing what the return is, it's like, what's the point of trying?
Okay, so say, for example, if that person, you know, does, you know, give back, but they're not, you know, big fans of it, it wasn't, you know, something that they wanted to do, should they be obligated at that point afterwards to continue that if, you know, they're continuing, you know, going on with the relationship?
I mean, I feel you can go on with the relationship, but y'all have to have a sit down and talk. And if, you know, sooner or later, like, this is what I say, we're all adults. There shouldn't be something you're not willing to do. Well, there are two or three things you shouldn't want to do, but you know what? If you do it, be my guest. I won't. But other than that, why not? I'm trying to make somebody else happy. Can't be selfish, because when you're selfish, that's when somebody else might come in and scoop the other person up.
Yeah, I mean, that's really true. That's a really good point, especially when it comes down to being long-term in a relationship. A lot of times, you know, we get to a point where we get complacent and we get kind of stuck into a groove and into a rhythm. And this is even before you get intimate and you're stuck in this groove into this rhythm. And then when something comes off where somebody says, I want to do X, and it might be kind of left field for you, and you say, oh, wow, you know, that's different from what we do before. You know, that's you know, sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone. Sometimes you got to step out and say, hey, I'm going to do this. But, you know, talk to that person saying that, hey, I'll do this. You know, if there's something that I want to do out of left field, then it might not be a bad option to reciprocate as well. So that's something that a lot of people need to talk about in relationships. And it comes back to the very beginning, talking about communicating with your partner, with your mate, with your spouse, with your significant other, when it comes down to the relationships. Communicate and just let them know what you're thinking and what you're trying to find out about yourself, what you're trying to find out about them, so that way everybody's on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
this is what love talk is all about. It's just about trying to find out, you know, ways to build a community. So I'm sorry, yeah, I'll let you talk about this.
You know, it's just you got to, like you said, you got to talk. From talking, you have to understand. You have to be willing, because if you're not willing, if you're just, oh, I don't want it, like, really, don't get mad when that person starts to get mad and doesn't really want to deal with you. You know, you got to keep everything on the same equal playing field.
Yes, that's very true. Now, I got a response here when it comes down to this, and this person here has sent me a text when it comes down to being quiet, being loud. So quiet versus loudness. Now this person is saying that, you know, if you know, she was having an issue with her significant other because, you know, she's more of a quiet person, and he, you know, feels that she's not being vocal enough and letting out what's going on. So what do you feel about that? What's your take on that?
It's not really, like, being vocal is not being loud. You got to say what you feel what you say, and that's it. You don't have to say too much more. Because if you're quiet, when you speak, it's important. But when you're loud, when you speak, it ain't that important.
And that's true. But when you're in the when you're in the flow, and that person is very quiet, and not giving any type of response, you know, that can be
just
a problem.
Weird.
You know, because the fact that what it does, what people, you know, people might not realize that when you're silent like that, basically what it does, it makes it where the other person is not knowing exactly what's going on. Is there their satisfaction? Is there, you know, an agreement what's going on? Is there, you know, are they upset or what? You know what? You know, you gotta at least give some sort of emotion. That's the thing about being intimate. You want some sort of emotion to show what is, you know, what's really being really going on. If you're too silent, that can cause a really big problem. You know, I think.
Yes. Yeah, because, like, it's not, it's no good.
You know,
it's like, it's no effect. And there's some people that can play with their psyche.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I got another email here in regards to the whole ring, you know, keeping a ring or not keeping a ring. And they say that, you know, that once you get that gift, that gift belongs to the person, so that she should not be obligated to give that gift back.
But why? If you're not gonna be together, why? What are you gonna do? Go off and pawn it and sell it? Yeah, right. I bought that for you. I want that back. We're not gonna be together. This is my money. I want it. You know. And then you're gonna say, oh, well, you know, this is being selfish, blah, 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 blah. She was on the other foot, you know, doggone well, you want the ring back, and you say no. I think that's kind of false. And that's just my opinion. Because the thing is, like, there's a lot of double standards too when it comes to men and women. Women won't propose to no guys. I think it's okay. If you love that person, propose to them. Why not? Do what did with Jen. Why not?
Yeah, that's true. You know, there's this concept in this country, in this society, when it comes down to proposing, that the man has to be the one to propose. I mean, I think that might not be bad thing. That's the noble thing to do. But if the female wants to propose, the female feels like they're at that level and that stage in a relationship where they feel like they want to be committed to that person, shoot, propose. Propose to the man. I don't think the man will feel offended saying that, oh, shoot, you know, she proposed to me, that's a problem. This times have changed. It's 2014. You know, hey, do what you got to do. But if I'm the man and you propose to me and I got that ring and we break up, don't be mad if I keep that ring. You know, that's how it goes now. And once you're in the motherfucker, exactly. That's how it goes right now. Let's see. Here's another post I got on this here, talking about the do's and don'ts. Talking about to the men, don't try to be over anxious and then jump on the female right on the first 5 minutes. Okay, I give you that in that aspect. You know, the first 5 minutes when you meet a female, don't, you know, already assume that something's gonna go down. A lot of times, there are some dudes out there that do that. That as soon as they see the female, they want, you know, they automatically start the conversation with the ultimate goal of going back to the hotel or going back to the house, and that is the problem. Don't jump on that the first 5 minutes. At least compliment her first. seriously, don't try to assume or try to anticipate the end result on the first night.
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate everybody's feedback on this here. This is definitely getting a lot of responses here. Let's see, is there anything else that I see here? Let's see. I see do small talk prior to basically trying to create more of an intimate setting, you know, before you get into it. So the small talk, you know, we were talking about, you know, dirty talk or non-dirty talk. This person is, she's talking about small talk, saying certain things to kind of get the person in the mood. And that's a learned trait. That is definitely a learned trait. Some people, you know, aren't smooth. Some people aren't, you know, aren't that person, that romantic type that can talk the smooth talk prior to. But, you know, learn it. Learn a few things that will help to, you know, ease that path to the ultimate goal.
Yep. Exactly.
Don't be afraid to say
small talk is good. Yeah, because that's the only way you're going to learn what you want.
Yeah, small talk is very good. And the thing is, we're losing that small talk. Once upon a time, you heard love songs on the radio that would give you those lines that would kind of ease into that. You know, you had the Teddy Pendergrasses, the Marvin Gaye's, the Luther Vandrosses that would give you those words. You know, even if you recited them, people will understand, oh, okay, you know, yeah, they're using using Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye or Teddy Pendergrass, and we're trying to ease into it. But nowadays, you can't listen to, you know, you can't say some things that are on the radio and think that's going to work. You know, and I think a lot of the younger generation, they're stuck on, you know, hearing August Alsina and thinking that some of the things that he says would work. It doesn't work. I'm telling you that right now. It doesn't work. Don't do it. Don't try it.
Well, now in the older generation, some of these females want their love, self-touch, caress, but not from those type of guys. They want them from those rough, callous type guys. All mixed up. Ain't going to work.
I think men and women are losing the aspect of romance, losing the aspect of intimacy, losing the aspect of trying to, you know, work their way up to that point. I think a lot of people are just so gung-ho on just trying to get it in that they don't realize the steps in order to get there. And that's what we're trying to figure out, the steps, the levels to this. there's many levels to it, and a lot of people want to go from level 1 to level 10 right in a couple hours. That's not going to happen. I mean, if it does happen, that's not real. You know, you got to work your way up to get to that level 10.
Exactly. I guess that's my
thought of the night. You got some new levels to it. Build your way up to those levels. So that's where it comes down to tonight.
It's like boiling water. It's like boiling water.
Yeah, you can't just go from ice water to steaming hot and boiling water instantaneously. It's not going to happen. You got to build some levels. Sometimes you got to throw a little bit of salt in there, you know, kind of help to increase the boiling temperature, you know, to make it boil a little faster. But you know, you got there's certain things you got to do to make it work. And if you're trying to get from that cold stage, from that initial stage, to get to the steam, to get to the heat, then you're going at it the wrong way. And also, you got to figure out what steps to get to that point. You know, where's that fire coming from? Where's that heat coming from? You know, you can't do it with, you know, with just a little bit of heat or something, you know, something that's so whack or so off that, you know, that you feel that what you hear on the radio and what the persona is when it comes down to meeting women, when it comes down to introducing yourself, when it comes down to developing that relationship, you know, that you feel like you're doing the right thing. Think about it. Think about what you're saying. Think about what you're doing to get to that next level.
Yeah. You have to.
I think a lot of people, a lot of, you know, teenagers need to hear this, you know, especially because the fact that there is this concept where because of the Instagram nation are those that feel that, okay, send me a picture, send me a link, show me what you got, and, you know, this is what's going to, you know, you know, this is what's going to help get to that next level. It doesn't work that way. You know, that people got to get out of that concept.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm showing my age, because you know back when I was in school, it was a Polaroid nation. Polaroids take time. Take time to develop. Take time to move. You couldn't do that back then. You know, so that's what I think where it comes down to, the Polaroid nation versus Instagram. Instagram is so quick and so fast. Everything moves so quickly that people don't think before they react. And I think that instantaneous lifestyle is causing people not to think before they react.
Yeah, definitely. You don't just remember, think about what you're sending before you send it, because what you send it, you can't get it back.
Exactly. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, bringing everything home. Once again, the past 3 weeks has been growing and growing and building and building. I want to thank each and every person that is listening to the show, that is chiming in, that is giving us information, that is texting us, that is tweeting us, and really trying to get through. And once again, this is sponsored by Getaway Girls. This weekend, if you're not in Washington, D.C., then I don't know where you're trying to get, because you have to be in the D.C. metro area. Cherry blossoms are one of the most beautiful things in the world when it comes down to springtime and bringing in the spring. And if you aren't Getaway Girls, Inc., you would have known that already, because they would have told you the place to be right now is D.C. So log on to getawaygirlsinc.com. Go on to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Getaway Girls, Inc., so that way you find out where to go, where to play, and where to stay. And once again, we got big shows coming up this Sunday. There's just so many things that I want to discuss this Sunday. I can't even put a topic on it. It's just going to be hot topics of the week, because so many things that are going on. So definitely thank everybody that's been listening to our Sunday shows and listening to Love Talk each and every Friday. And Doug Love, anything you want to say to the audience before we go?
Follow me on Instagram at DOFRESH. And also, think about what you send before you send it. Because guess what? Even if the phone is wiped away, guess what? Someone who really knows computers can go in there and look up everything you sent. The only way to truly get everything off a phone is to destroy it, just like a computer. Think about it.
And that's the truth right there, and that's where we're going to leave it. So until next time, we'll talk next week. This is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment.